The study I conducted was done by the National Toxicology Program. The NTP was asked by the Food and Drug Administration to conduct a study in animals to determine if there is a risk to humans from exposure to radio frequency radiation. So at the time, there was an assumption that radio frequency radiation could not cause adverse effects other than heating. So we designed a study to test that hypothesis or assumption and to look to see, are there any adverse effects? We conducted the study at 900 and 1900 megahertz using two different kinds of modulations, GSM and CDMA, which is similar to UMTS. And what we found were a number of adverse effects. For example, when pregnant rats were exposed, there was a reduction in birth weight. There was DNA damage in the brains of rats and mice. There were increase in tumor incidences in the heart, it was a schwannoma, and in the brain, it was a glioma. And these are similar cell types that have been identified in human studies and documented by the IARC, International Agency for Research on Cancer. We also saw proliferative lesions in the prostate gland, which is a very unusual finding because no prostate carcinogen has ever been identified by the National Toxicology Program. And there was also a cardiomyopathy, a lesion within the heart muscle. So the conclusion from this is that radio frequency radiation can cause effects that are adverse, and our study was designed to minimize any type of heating effect. And the consequence of this is that in relationship to how IARC evaluates cancer data, there is now, in my view, sufficient evidence that radio frequency radiation causes cancer in animals. And with the evidence available in humans, it is likely that radio frequency radiation will be eventually determined to be a probable human carcinogen, or maybe even a higher classification. ICNIRP has a tendency to try to downplay the importance of these findings. They published a paper several weeks ago, which has a number of misleading and incorrect statements, and in fact, I'm in the process of writing a rebuttal of their statements for hopefully publication in the same journal.